Yeah.
Gotta be in single digits.
All right.
There was this fucking thing that used to come on at the end. This is a Viacom commercial. And she used to go.
That's scary.
Really? You know what commercial I hated? You know what commercial I hated?
What?
The motherfucking hot and cold. The two pots. One was cold blue, one was red. You don't remember that?
Nah.
Mm-mm. You don't remember that commercial that would come on TV? It's a cartoon. Yeah.
What was it?
It was a cartoon. It'd be like, don't touch the stove.
Oh, hell yeah, yeah, yeah.
The that red, was like the red guy, the red guy, yeah. That was the boiling water and the
heat.
Nope. You don't remember that? It's probably before your time.
Maybe. Nah, how was that even possible? Y'all close in age?
40.
41.
You're older than me. Maybe you saw it.
Maybe right I saw it right before you saw it.
You're like, yo,
it was out the door. It was out the door.
It was channel 13 and channel 5.
Oh, channel 13.
Channel 13 and channel 5.
Yo, to me, channel 13.
No, channel 13 and channel 9.
But check it. I think channel 13 is a whole different vibe, yo. You
yeah, 13
that?
Was a different vibe.
Everything just felt different, more jazzy.
Because it was independent.
Yeah. It felt more jazzy and more like earthy.
Reading, it was that Reading Rainbow flow.
Reading Rainbow, yeah. I used to love Reading Rainbow. I used to watch that. Reading Rainbow, I used to watch Electric Company.
Electric Company was hot.
Yo,
I didn't watch that.
Without Sesame
Street?
Street,
I watched
Sesame Street. That should make people smart, yo.
Yeah, Sesame Street was good for
you. There was weirdo shit going on, though.
I'm saying, but there's weirdo shit going on. You got adults involved in something, my nigga. If you got adults involved in anything, it doesn't matter what kind of show it is.
They be probably doing shit on the Humbug.
Yeah,
like,
no, they be doing shit that like one of the adults would catch. Mm-hmm. That's in every cartoon.
Even in cartoons, yeah. In cartoons.
That's in every show.
A lot of cartoons mimic lifestyle and what we go through.
It's true.
They were teaching kids how to deal with situations and shit, like through cartoons.
But that was back then. Remember fucking I'm a bill on Capitol Hill. Like all that shit. Yeah. They don't do that no more, yeah.
I'm a bill.
You know what I'm saying? Like you used to learn
They're not teaching you that.
Well, a little commercial. And
they're not teaching you that.
They don't teach us that shit no more.
They took all that shit away, man. Just like how they took MySpace away. MySpace,
so MySpace is still there. MySpace is still around.
No, nah, but you're saying you can't build no more.
What are you doing with this? And he's like, I learned it from watching you.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Parents have kids that do drugs. Parents do drugs. They have kids that do drugs.
I learned it from watching you.
I learned it from watching you. That and I'm falling. I can't get up.
I've fallen.
Dude, my favorite one. Where's the beef?
Whoa, the old lady. And that old ass.
She has to be the best commercial Chevy ever.
Remember that old lady used to talk mad greasy? An old ass lady. She talked mad greasy and had her mad commercials. She was in that one movie with Throw Mama from the Train.
Oh, yeah. The old
remember that old lady?
Yeah.
She was in mad commercials.
Did she die? Like nobody
did. She was old back then.
When was the RIP for her?
I don't know what her name is. So we gotta give her RIP to the old lady from
How about she's not even dead?
Yo,
she might not be dead, bro.
She dead.
If she ain't dead, she gotta be 100. She gotta be 110.
Yeah, bro.
She might have not been that old. She could have been 60.
That's true, because they do age.
She could have been 50.
That shit was like 1988.
Nah, she's still alive. She just got a reward.
If she was 60 in 1988,
she'll be 80 right now. That's still livable.
Ann Ramsey, that's her name. Shout out to Ann Ramsey.
Word
is
up.
She deceased or not? She's still kicking.
Died August 11, 1988.
Oh.
She died after the movie.
Oh.
Look, this is what she looked like.
Yeah, I remember her. She was fire.
Remember she played, wasn't she the nanny in, what was that one movie? No, was it? With the little girl. With the little adopted girl.
She was born 1929. We saw her. She was in her 80s.
She's seen a whole lot of presidents.
Crazy. Yeah, she saw a lot.
Yeah. She wanted to. She definitely wanted to know.
It looked like
work. Ann Ramsey. Shout out to Ann Ramsey.
Shout out Ann Ramsey and her kids.
I'm sure she got kids.
She got great grands.
18? You watch 18 growing up?
The 18?
I'm asking the grand. Oh. Did you watch 18 growing up?
18?
18.
Very, jeez. I'm trying to, but, nah.
He gave a racket.
What?
He used to have the truck to get on the plane. He got the black band with the red stripe and the little.
Nah, he was more Airwolf.
Oh, I didn't like Airwolf.
Airwolf was
the
shit.
I didn't fuck with Airwolf.
What?
Well, I'm not saying I didn't fuck with it because I didn't like it. I just never fucked with it. Like MASH. I didn't fuck with MASH for many years.
I used to hate MASH.
I got bored of MASH.
I couldn't get past the song.
Listen, that's what I did one day.
As soon as that intro came on, I went to bed.
That's yeah, you know I was late.
Yeah. That's 18. That's 18.
I went to bed that one too. Yeah, that was my sleep song.
Yeah.
The intro was bad.
You was sleep.
No, that's telling me I need to go to sleep. That was my theme song to go to bed. That's the sad song. That's sad as fuck.
Nah, but remember when TV went off, my nigga?
It was sad as fuck.
Y'all told my kids that shit not too long ago.
TV went off, literally. Yep.
TV went off. But yeah, it was American flag.
That's it. Go to sleep. Yep. My father put me right to bed watching MASH.
Yo, I'm gonna fuck your head up, Rams.
This is a sad walk down the hallway of the project
to the
back room, bro.
I'm gonna fuck your head up.
When you get past
remember this? Remember this? Start it over, Reem? I'm gonna see if you remember this.
It was just a bunch of niggas I was trying to get out of the army, my nigga.
Remember this?
And you wanna get, let's say, 10 grams or something.
Mm-hmm.
You can have 10.9 and it still tell you it's 10.
Right.
Or you can have 9.9 and still it tell you it's 9.
Not yet.
So either way, back and forth, you don't know what the half is.
Right.
You could be put in 2 months.
Right. It just gives you the closest that you can get to whatever.
When it hits 14, you got 14 and maybe one or two.
Really going.
Really?
On that scale?
On that scale.
Make sure
it's a bad scale.
Right, it's not a scale for that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Nigga, scale is off. You need that
scale. You see
you need that black shit.
It got the point. You know what I'm talking about.
They got the meter, the
I know
gram.
Exactly what you're talking about. The fruit basket joint.
This nigga got the strawberry weight.
Oh, that's a food joint. That's a kitchen joint.
Yeah, that's the shit for strawberries and grapes and shit.
It should still work though.
Nah.
But not if it does not without the tents.
Right. Yeah, we've seen before.
Because you don't need to worry about tents when you're cooking.
This is true. You just need the number.
You just need the number.
The closest.
So what are you doing right now? You fucking weighing a nickel, my nigga?
Yeah, you're weighing to level the scale.
With a nickel?
5 grams.
A nickel is 5 grams.
A nickel is 5 grams.
Oh, 5 grams, yeah, but it's 5 grams.
But it don't do half.
Because, yes, you know why I'm saying
but he
that?
Had it over there, it said 5.
Check it out.
Nigga, bring the...
We can all agree that that is visibly trees.
Yeah.
It's saying there's nothing there.
Oh, so that's a problem.
That's a big problem.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Because this is probably under a gram right here.
Yeah.
Right. So what it's doing is it's going to the closest thing. That,
right. So it's still zero.
So it's zero.
So you can
and
basically...
Look,
you're
that's
basically,
not zero.
That's definitely
obviously
zero.
To the eye, it's not zero.
Not at all.
Not at all.
That's definitely a point.
That's
the six.
At least something, right.
Yo,
that's a point six right there.
Setting this up real quick. Can you walk me through setting up the scale? Because for some strange reason, I can't get it to point.
This nigga's taking the batteries out.
Of a gram.
Hold on. I'm taking the batteries out. So
I'm telling you what it is.
Right?
Put it in my hand, my nigga.
Hold on. You going to weigh it? All right.
Tell
popping
you
the
that, that's all it is. There's nothing wrong with the scale.
Put it in my hand, man.
What's wrong with it is there's no tenths of a gram.
Yo, I really could. Right. Like this right here is a 0.7.
It is. All right. So look.
Guarantee.
It's showing 0.00.
And we're here live on the bread route.
All right, now it's
weighed in on a nickel. And what is a nickel?
All right. Nickel's 5
grams. I've never seen anyone.
It's on zero. It says 0 grams. No point, no nothing.
Set up a scale with a nickel. It was my first time, everyone. My first time watching. One, right?
No, it says 4.4.
Oh, shit. That
no,
shit
actually, it doesn't say 0.4. It says 4 grams.
Is a nickel really 4 or 5 grams?
Oh, I got a different
one. I got
that doesn't seem right.
It is. It says.
This one says 3 grams.
You looked it up?
Mm-hmm. How many grams is a nickel?
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah. It's not. It's no one's touching the table.
It should be 5.000. I'm telling you what's wrong with the scale. There's nothing wrong with the grams. Scale.
It's just not it's giving. It's not as precise.
It's a kitchen scale.
Right. It's not going to be as precise. It goes to
so if you give them, you might give them 14.9.
Might give them 14.9, and you're still. It's going to say 14.
Trade zero. Well, it's
zero. But until it hits 15.
Until it hits 15.
Then you realize it went over.
So why don't you just...
But if you take a little bit out, it's just going
to
say...
Why don't you, when you get to 13, you slowly pour until it hits 14?
83. All right, cool. Let me see.
Yeah, I guess. That'll work. He said slowly pour.
Stupid. It's right? You just, do you just, you just sprinkle till it hits 14.
You said I got to take a shit, yo.
Sick?
Yeah.
That's what it is. He got one without the tense.
This nigga bring grandma scale to the fucking...
That's definitely a kitchen scale.
To the trap.
Nah, just look on the screen. It's right there. It has it. That's
what it says.
Shit.
What it says on there.
But it's not doing it.
It's nothing on there.
The numbers, it looks like, look. This number he's showing right here isn't what's coming up.
That's an ounce.
All right, but look, 1.5. That's how it would be, 1.6.
That would be 1.5 ounces, though.
Right, 1.5 is 1.5.
All
right,
yeah. So remember, the scale, all right.
The scale is... This nigga is bugging.
Who? I'm not.
Yo, you see what you got on here? These are berries. That's what you're supposed to be weighing on that motherfucking scale, not weed.
Oh, look.
That doesn't mean anything, though.
It's a that's kitchen a scale. Look, digital kitchen scale.
It does not say digital drug dealer scale.
They app. You find me, go online and find me a drug dealer scale. That's named drug dealer scale.
It doesn't
have the test.
Conveniently switches between.
Listen, bro. Ever since I was old enough to see drugs, I've seen that one black scale.
Give you tenths of a gram.
With the blue light.
Capacity 11 pounds. Yes. 0.1 ounces.
Ever since, I've seen a silver one though too.
Yeah.
The silver one, they got a little creative. They even got. I seen a scale with a lighter.
With a lighter.
Yep. It's a lighter
built in it.
It's a lighter with a scale built in it. So, like, if you go in a cop trees, you can actually, like, put smoke the lighter down. No, you put the lighter down and see what you get. And they can give you a gram to, with
I
the just, light.
Oh, I thought you said a lighter.
It's a lighter scale. It's a scale.
That's crazy.
That you can use as a lighter.
Kilograms. Maybe I'll give you, a kilograms. Look, I'm just saying, try.
How many kilograms is an ounce?
How many kilograms is an ounce? How many kilograms is an ounce? All right, let's ask the motherfucking computer.
Isn't it 28.85?
Yo, I've never seen a fucking weed deal go down.
How many kilograms?
If it was for me,
this had to be on the bread route. It's on the bread route.
0.0283 kilograms. If you can get an ounce on it and it says 0.0283 kilograms, then you know you got a motherfucking ounce.
Use
kilograms for that.
Yeah,
you might have to convert the fucking...
The metric scale.
Yeah, the scale, exactly. That's all.
I said there's nothing wrong with the scale.
It might be a tenth.
All right, so switch it to kilograms.
It is.
All right.
You sure?
Look. Is that 0.000 kilograms?
Oh, it says kg.
So weigh the scale first.
Where?
I mean, weigh the tree first.
No, I'm just going to put the trees on it.
Yeah, put the trees on.
All right, put the trees on. It fits? Yeah, it does.
0.283.
All right, guys. He's about to pour the weed on the scale.
So, you know, if you get that number or something similar to it.
Look, it's all 0.000 kilograms.
Then you know it's working right.
This is on a kitchen scale, y'all.
This is how we do
it. He's pouring it out. Okay. Is it going up?
It goes to the nearest tenth.
Yeah.
It goes to the nearest tenth.
Is it going?
Yeah, it goes to the nearest tenth.
Let's see what we got.
That's why.
Yeah, that's the problem with it, yeah. That's
no
all.
Problem.
That's exactly what the fuck it is. No, but now we've solidified it.
So you got 13.
I know, but you don't get it. You got to teach
grams.
You got to teach them other ways too sometimes.
You got 13 grams.
13 kilograms.
That's kilograms.
I know.
Right, but you need 0.
I know.
And you ain't getting that.
No, but yo, just
zero
look at.
0.
What did you get? You got a half?
13.
Ask what
you got a half?
No. In ounces.
Right. You got an ounce? But half, that's an ounce? That's not an ounce.
Kilograms.
I know.
All right, that's 13 grams.
That's what I said before. One was 13 and one was 14.
Then this is 14 right here. This is the other gram right here.
Jesus Christ.
That came from
his
bag.
That's way too much.
Oh.
That's way too much.
Yeah, that came from his bag.
Doesn't make sense.
That's not, yeah, that wasn't in this.
Well, right. I said 13 kilograms.
So how about we all
what
just,
I should have said was
how about we just come to an agreement that 1 gram is missing?
Wait, what is that, 0.0?
And we'll just add it.
0.013.
Right?
What is 0.013? You heard?
And you could throw that scale away. Or bring it back to the kitchen.
It ain't mine. I'm not throwing it away.
It's 0.459 ounces.
He was not even close to that.
Far from it.
0.459?
Mm-hmm.
That does not sound...
That's what 0.13 kilograms converts to an ounce.
Half an ounce. That's half an ounce.
So that was half an ounce?
But it's short. It's short. That's about 13 grams.
Yeah,
y'all need
to get that scale. Yeah, so
I got a good fuck scale and I left it home.
Yeah.
And you used to have it in the room.
You know what happened? I had it out.
I'm gonna put it back.
About to bring it. Scale, bring on my. Right? That's why I left everything down.
That's a Croatian scale.
That's a crow scale.
The Croat.
That nigga got the grandmama scale.
And they got the trick scale.
The Trisnails.
Keep that one here. Tomorrow I'm coming down anyway.
That nigga weigh hair dust on that shit.
I think, matter of fact, you know what? I have a scale too.
I might have one in the car. I might.
I have a brand new one.
The name of this episode is Kitchen Scale.
Don't use it.
Which one is the best one? Which kitchen?
You got to get the black one with the blue light, my guy. And the battery lasts about 5 years.
That narrows it down. You got to get the black one with the blue light.
Pocket size or?
Pocket size.
Okay.
Facts. Shit's like $10.
Where can I find it?
Amazon.
Amazon.com?
Amazon.com. They sell everything.
I got a cool boy.
Jeff Bezos.
Amazon sell everything. Yo, you can go on. You can buy your groceries on Amazon with food
stamps. Of course. Of course you can.
With food stamps. I didn't know that.
That's why he's a trillionaire. He's going for that trillion, you heard? First trillionaire.
Food stamps, my nigga?
You know what's after a trillion? A gazillion.
Isn't it good? When's a killion?
We did this before, right?
Yeah, we did.
We did. That shit went all the way to Maximilian.
Quillion, right? Quillion.
Quillion, zillion.
Do we know any quillions?
Nah, but they're definitely... I know there's a motherfucker out there. They're hiding it.
Yo, Reem, whenever you're ready, my dude.
I'm on your time, man. Yeah.
Because think about it, right?
Nah, don't be on my time.
I'm good. My time is
fine.
Who,
I'm
still going to make it
to
work.
Who isn't on the four? Who isn't on the top 10 Forbes list?
Me.
That, hold up.
Me.
Nah, I'm not talking about us. That is an elite company.
On the Forbes list? I don't know. I couldn't tell you the top. Con Edison is on there?
No.
Oh.
Energy should be...
But there's other companies that are under you that really control that shit.
That's what I'm saying. Some people ain't on the radar.
Ain't on the
so
radar.
There's definitely a trillionaire out there.
It ain't even some people. That's not a lot of
a quillionaire.
There's a quillionaire. Like, after a trillion, has to be a quillionaire.
Nah, there's definitely someone like that out there.
Bill Gates' nephew?
I think it's one of them Saudi Dubai niggas.
Doom Boom Booms?
Them dudes got different money over there.
Yeah. The Doom Boom Booms?
Exactly. They got different money over there, bro.
That money is different.
And I don't know what they spend their money on.
That money is different.
Nigga, be like, I just bought a cat, a tiger.
Before it was forbidden.
That is not a pet,
my boy.
I do not want a cheetah in my house.
I don't want nothing in my house.
I don't want a tiger.
I don't want my dog. I definitely don't want a tiger.
I don't even want a pit bull. Like, I don't like a pit. I got an English bulldog. He sits all day.
I got a shih tzu. Matter of fact, I'm lying. I got a shoodle.
A shih tzu
poodle.
Nigga said a shoodle.
Yep.
Shuru. That's a Shizuru.
Shuru.
No, Shizuru.
Shuru.
You can't take the zoo out of the shit zoo.
Well, you tell
that's
the people,
hardest part of the
you tell the breeder. They said it's a shuru. On the paperwork it says shuru.
Shizuru. It says a shuru on the paperwork?
Yeah.
Damn, they shitted on him.
Yeah.
Shuru.
He's a shuru.
Shitsu poodle.
Shitsu poodle. Why couldn't it be Pushits?
I don't know. That'd be good. Maybe there is Pushits. Maybe it was the male, whatever which one was the male or the female.
Pushits.
You understand what I'm saying? It could be. Shuru could have been that the female was a Shuru and the dad was a Poodle. So a Pushu would be.
No, Pushu.
Or whatever. A Poodle.
A Pushit.
A Pushit would be.
Pushits.
Vice versa.
Pushits.
Yeah. Pushits. Pushit!
What's the weirdest pet you owned?
Right now, I have the weirdest pet I've ever owned.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is it?
A hamster.
I had a hamster.
Never had a hamster.
So yo.
What is it like taking care of a hamster?
I feel like the hamster's whole existence is trying to get the fuck out of
me. Yeah, nigga. Like, I had him in a ball.
Right, you have a little
hamster. He figured out a way to get out.
Yo, that's all they doing. They sleep all day,
yep.
And they spend the rest of their fucking night trying to figure out.
He got out.
Get the fuck out.
Yo, I had him in a bowl. He was running through my kitchen. Beep. I was wondering, so why this nigga keep doing that?
He's trying to crack the door open.
He did.
What's fun about that?
To watch it.
It's my son. He's 7.
No, I know, but I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know.
You got the wheel?
Yeah,
he goes on the wheel.
Got a little ball, he'll be riding through the
car. Yeah, I got a little water bottle.
So someone invented. Hold up.
Yo, yeah.
First of all, someone invented the fact that you could put a hamster as a pet, right?
Scientists.
Yes.
And then they understood that the motherfucker is gonna spend his whole day trying to get the fuck out of there, right?
Hold up.
Then they're like, "Yo, we gotta give this nigga something to do. Let's put a wheel in there."
You copped it?
Now he's on that wheel for how long? How long he's in that wheel though?
Nah, he don't really fuck with the wheel like that. He
said
with the
it
ball,
was wood too.
The ball?
Mm-hmm. Put that nigga in the ball, he can go crazy. Yeah.
Did you have a big place for him though, at least?
Yeah, he got a nice little crib. That nigga like this big.
Fuck
right
those, yo.
That nigga's a small hamsters. They're not big at all. That nigga about the size of this right here.
That's a hamster right there.
Yeah.
What you called him?
Junior. His name was Junior.
Junior.
I ain't even my son named him.
Junior.
And he's white?
A hamster.
No. I got him like a hamster for his birthday.
That's what's up, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, hey, man, the cat ain't getting him yet?
Cat be checking him out.
Put him in that bowl, yo. So bitch be smacking that bowl around after a while.
We have a digital scale in the building.
The black and blue.
Cat be like,
nah, he's slapping the hell out of that bowl.
You'll help him get out that motherfucker.
Did you ever see the Joe Rogan Hank?
That nigga be like lunch.
No, I don't think the cat would eat the hamster.
Hmm? Why?
Oh, I didn't know he
would
eat
the hamster. We're not talking about nothing crazy.
If he wants to, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
we don't lie. Baby, bro.
It's
been a while.
Yeah, that cat would fuck that hamster up.
It's been a while.
He'd be like, ooh, this good eating. He'd like?
Yeah, please.
So we finally got a real scale in the building, y'all.
That's what's up.
A digital one. I don't know where the fuck he went out and just came back with an unopened scale, brand new, after we spent an hour.
You need batteries?
Trying to get a kitchen scale to work.
Right. But it does. But the measurements is confusing.
Where's that sweater at? You bring it back?
Batteries!
It's in the room. That should fit him. I like that.
Right oh, there. Nah. It just has
the plastic thing?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
No.
Word up.
So when did you decide to go get the scale you had?
It was in the car.
Max?
I thought I lost mine.
Yeah, so you bought a new one.
So I bought another one, then found mine, didn't even get to open this one.
Nice, nice. How much is that? I need to get one like that. Where you caught that at?
Dang.
Corner store?
Like one of them smoke shops.
Mmm.
Now look, man. Oh, I already put it back.
You need a nickel?
See that?
Fuck, that's it. No, no, leave it.
No, look.
0.5.
Alright,
cool, yeah. I got it. That's what
that.
I'm saying. It's
0.5. Alright,
put your bag on there now.
No, wait. What I would do is...
You should do this one.
Nah, because it's going to touch this. Which one's the 13?
I don't know. One is one. Either one. One is 13, one is 14.
Oh, wait.
Oh. What up? The jar?
I could have weighed the bag. Empty
the jar?
I could have weighed the bag.
Want to empty the jar? That might work.
Mm-hmm.
Before it rain the cap. I should just dump the cap.
Oh, put it in the cap?
Yeah, just put it in the cap. There's still some in there. There's still some in there. Still some in there. Top it out, brother.
Oh, that's
let me get that. Where's the stick? There's a stick over there anywhere? No? A finger to the rescue. That's all Keith. No rock the table. On the rock on the table won't matter, right?
You don't have to do the tape. You can put that on first and
it'll weigh it automatically.
Just be zero.
Right?
It weighs it automatically.
Alright. Yeah, definitely need that. I definitely need a scale.
Yo. Shout out to Dose Art. Shout out to Dose Art.
Because I told him to sign it.
How the hell you gonna sign your artwork? You could have signed it in the
yeah,
back.
Yeah, we out of here. It's the bread round. Make sure y'all fucking tune in next week.
Yo, this nigga really was. Yeah, that's true.
Word.